Chapter 12. The Message. Hugo's hands were shaking. He had managed to finish fixing the mechanical man. The only thing he had needed was the key. The original key had been lost in the fire, and all the other keys he found around the station and in the wind-up toys from the booth didn't fit. But when he saw the key around Isabel's neck, he knew right away it would work. And now he had it. He put the key in the heart-shaped hole in the middle of the mechanical man's back. He had been right. It fit perfectly. Hugo's mind raced. At last, the time had come for him to get the message he had been waiting for. But just as Hugo began to turn the key, he heard his door rattle. Before he could cover the mechanical man, the door burst open. Hugo didn't have time to scream as a dark figure lunged at him, knocked him to the ground, and landed on top of him. His head banged painfully against the floorboards.
"You stole my key! What are you doing here? You aren't supposed to be here!" Hugo yelled. "Why would you steal my key after I helped you? I got your notebook for you. I was going to give it to you. I just wanted you to promise to tell me about it. I should burn your notebook myself." "Get out of here!" Hugo hissed into Isabel's face. "You're ruining everything! Get off me!"
Using all his strength, he pushed her off and forced her toward the door, trying to get her out. But Isabel fought back. Soon she had pushed Hugo back down to the floor and was using her knees to keep him there. He yelped in pain, and she grabbed his wrists and pinned his arms to the floor. They were both breathing heavily.
"What is this place?" she said. "Who are you?"
The candlelight was reflected brightly in her fierce black eyes.
"It's a secret. I can't tell you anything." "It's not a secret anymore. I'm here. Now tell me what this place is."
She jabbed him with her knees, which hurt.
"This is where I live," Hugo spat back at her.
Isabel didn't budge.
"Isn't that what you wanted to know? Well, now you know."
Quietly, Isabel said, "Why should I believe you? You're a liar and a thief. Where is my key?" In the candlelight, Isabel hadn't yet seen the mechanical man sitting nearby. Hugo struggled beneath her, but it was no use. Isabel looked around for the first time. Finally, she saw it. She slipped off Hugo so she could get closer to the automaton, but she kept hold of one of Hugo's wrists.
"That's what was drawn in your notebook."
She looked back to Hugo.
"What's going on?"
The imaginary gears in Hugo's head began to turn.
"My father made it before he died," Hugo lied. "Why would my key fit into your father's machine? That doesn't make any sense."
Hugo hadn't thought of that.
"I don't know," he said. "I just knew your key would fit when I saw it."
"So you stole it," said Isabel.
"I didn't know how else to get it," Hugo said.
"You could have asked."
Isabel wiped her hair away from her face with her one free hand.
"What happens when you wind it up?" she asked.
"I don't know. I've never had the key before."
"Well, don't just sit there," she said to him. "Turn it."
"No," said Hugo.
"What do you mean, no?"
I want to be by myself when I turn it."
Isabel looked at Hugo. She was clearly still angry. Letting go of his wrist, she pushed him back, grasped the end of the key, and turned it several times herself.